Hello and welcome to Alice's Magical Podcast. This is a podcast where I talk about my books and all my favourite things. Hello and welcome to Alice's Magical Podcast, Chapter 61, Alice's February Roundup.
February Roundup?
Well, it's a merge between magical and roundup.
Roundup, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what it was, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No, okay. But it was good. That was a good save.
I know it was.
Yeah, good on you. Yeah.
So, it's February already.
It's February, right? In like 3 days' time, you'll be going, oh, it's March already. Like, you are at the end of February. You can't turn around and go, oh, it's February already. Oh, it's February about to end.
Well, it's nearly March.
That's more like it.
So we're just at the end of February. We're just around the corner to March, if I haven't already said. And we're around the corner to spring, so let's get spring cleaning, guys! Yeah?
That's your message to your audience, isn't it? Let's get spring cleaning.
I couldn't think of anything else to say. So, anyways. I have read 6 books this month.
Slacker.
And they are, drumroll please, A Girl Called Owl by Amy Wilson. Yes. Yes, that is the book.
What are you doing? Are you going through the list?
I will be explaining about the book, but I have a question first. Can you move the microphone down because I'm tiny?
Oh my god. You can hear yourself. You can hear, it's fine.
Well, this is better. This is much better. Well, I've already said the title, A Girl Called Owl by Amy Wilson. So, let's get straight into it. So, if I haven't said already, it's about a girl called Owl. Mind blown.
Now, you're talking about O-W-L as in the bird, right?
Yes. Not tweet to woo.
Yeah, not owl as in... What? Not owl as in A-L, but...
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yeah, so a girl called owl. Tweet to woo.
Right, Why do you think owls snort?
No, they snore during the daytime because they're sleeping.
Do they?
I don't know, but humans do sometimes. So, yeah.
Just for the podcast listener, I've currently got my head in my hands. I'm sorry for this. Carry on.
So, this girl called Owl.
Are you getting paid? Like, as Amy... Like, offered you £5 for every time you say the title of the book?
No.
Right, just say Owl.
Yeah. She finds out that she's got special powers. She's the child of... Oh, I don't know if I have to say it or not. You kind of find out in the... Okay, she's the father of Jack Frost, alright?
Who's the father of Jack Frost?
Oh, no, she's the daughter of Jack.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's not hard. She's the daughter of Jack Frost.
Yes, and it's Jack Frost, her father. And she has these really cool icy powers, and she has to use them to kind of save things.
Like, if somebody's drink is too hot in McDonald's because the ice machine's broken... She can go and add ice to the...
No.
No. Oh, okay. Like what then?
Well, like, she just... I'll explain when you ask me how many stars I rated it. So go on then.
Hang on. Why do I have to ask you how many stars it is? You haven't finished talking about the book yet.
Go on.
How many stars do you rate it?
Out of what?
Oh my god, it's your show. 5 out of 5.
Okay, so I would rate it...
Out of 10.
Huh?
Out of 10.
Probably...
Out of 18.
Out of 10, it's a 7.
Okay.
Because it was very confusing. Which is why I needed you to ask that question before I could carry on about the book.
Okay.
Yes, it was quite a confusing book. But overall, like, although 90% of the time it was confusing, I would recommend it. But if you don't like confusing books, maybe not.
So what was confusing about it?
It was just like, there was like, she was doing one thing, and then she was doing another thing, and then she had fallen asleep, and then she'd woken up, and then she was going out to play with her dad.
Yeah.
And then she was going to school with this random boy, and it was just a bit scattered. It was like, blah, 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 blah,
blah. Okay. So a bit scattergun in its approach.
Yeah, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's scattergun, yeah.
Yeah, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Okay, don't hit the table. Like, you're listening to yourself now. You can hear, this is what's going out live when I edit
it
and
live?
Put it out on the podcast.
It's not live, though.
We're recording it as live.
Yeah, no,
but... We're recording it so Daddy doesn't have to do too much editing. That's what we should be doing. So, 7 out of 10. Interesting. And that was A Girl Called Owl by Amy...
Wilson. What?
No, it was Dramatic Falls while you swallowed your water. That was Amy Wilson. Okay. She's not related to Jacqueline Wilson, is she? It's very presumptive of me, just because they've got the same
no,
name.
No, I don't think so, no.
But, you know...
Because I've also got a teacher at my school called Mr. Wilson. And I'm pretty sure lots of other people do.
Yeah, but it's because they're famous.
No,
Jacqueline
I don't think
Wilson
so.
Is famous child's author. So I wondered if. I mean, yes, there'll be lots of Mr. Wilsons in schools up and down the country because it's quite a common surname, but because of the realm of what they did. Anyway, let's go on. Next book. Done.
Next book. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
Why does it say Dear God?
Because...
is that because Mummy was trying to write it for you and she was like, she just had enough of your nonsense. She's like, oh, Dear God. Is that why she wrote Dear God?
No.
I mean, it's how I feel doing this podcast. Quite often I'll just sit here going, Dear God. Why am I doing this? Why did Mummy... You know what? At first, I thought, Mummy's... asked me to do it with you because she wants us to do, like, more stuff together. Really, it's because she just wanted to get this away from her. She didn't have to deal with it anymore. I understand her game now. So, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Now, this is Judy Blume.
I didn't... And it's by Judy Blume.
I just said that. I literally just said that.
Well, you said Jude Blume.
What?
So. Did you went Judy Blume?
Go and listen to the tape. Go and listen to the tape. Right. Judy Blume wrote this book. I recommended the film to you and Mummy.
And me.
I recommended, like, you're listening. You're basically hearing this twice. You are hearing this because I'm sat next to you and you're also listening to it through the earphones.
Yes.
And I said I recommended this film to you and Mummy.
You said,
and me.
No, you said to your mummy.
Why would I say that? Why would I say that?
You said
no.
That.
Oh my god. Well, which other mummy am I going to be recommending it to? You weirdo. So I saw the film a few months ago. I was familiar with Judy Blume's work. We talked about the film last month, I think. The last episode? No.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, but you watched this. Films are right there.
No,
okay.
Which is why we're going to talk about it later.
Oh, spoiler alert. So, yeah, so I recommend the film, and you all enjoyed the film so much, you got a load of Judy Blume books?
Yes, I got 10 Judy Blume books. Wow!
Which is more than I've ever read.
When you read it now, I want you to make it a sound effect so it copies it. It's like, wow.
I'm absolutely... I don't get paid enough to do that on this podcast. I'm sorry. You'll just have to do your own special effect.
You don't get paid enough.
Yeah.
You get paid by spending time with your daughter.
Exactly. So I'm not getting paid. I'm getting punished and I'm actually owed money. Right. Dear God, is it? Are you there? It's me, Margaret. Talk about that book.
So, it is a very, 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 very good book. I loved it. If I haven't already established. And, so basically it's about this girl called Margaret.
No! is every book this month, it is the name of the main character in the title of the book?
No.
Because that's two books in a row now.
I mean, actually... five books.
Oh my God. Right. So this book is about God, right?
No,
it's about the other main character, Margaret. Yeah.
Yes. And she moved from the city... to New Jersey.
Well, she moves from the city to the suburbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's making new friends there. And then her parents have said that she can choose her religion when she grows up. So she starts to explore religions and see which one she wants to be when she grows up. Because I am a grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a grown up.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's basically it.
That's all you want to say about it?
Well, it was very good. My favourite character was Margaret.
Yeah.
And, yes. Yeah.
That's it.
Yes, basically it, yeah.
Oh my God, you've said nothing about it.
Okay, then, I'll go in more depth.
So, no, it's fine, just give it a score.
No. So...
Out of 64.
So she has three friends, and they have this like secret girl club, and they have to tell each other everything. And she lives her life through school, and she has a very interesting life. So I'll definitely recommend it for you to read, not I to read.
The listener.
Yes.
Not me.
Not you.
Because I'm 40-year-old.
Not me, Dan. Who?
Because, I mean, the thing is, I mean, I appreciated when I saw the film, I wasn't a target audience by any stretch of the imagination. But it's a good story. It's a nice film. Score out of 64.
Last time I checked, it was 10.
Okay, you can do it out of 10 if you want. I'm just trying to make
11. It easy for you.
I mean, it's literally out of 10.
Alright then.
And you can't use 11 until you've watched Spinal Tap.
What?
So, you're going to... What's
Spinal Tap?
Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap?
This is Spinal Tap, yeah.
I don't know what Spinal
Tap. Yeah, you will soon.
Yes, so 10.
10.
10.1.
Okay.
10.2.
What is the next book that's got the name of the main character in the title?
Oliver Twist.
Oh, jeez.
By Charles Dickens. And, I've had the books here all along. Oh, no, I only had a couple. Yeah. So, yeah. Oliver Twist, which is a shortalised version by Lady Bird Classics.
And abridged for a retelling of the classic story by Charles Dickens, suitable for younger readers. Yeah?
Yes.
Carry on.
It was okay book. So basically, there's this boy called Oliver Twist. And his mother dies while giving birth to him. And he has to work in the workhouse. And then one day, he asks this man and gives the boy some food. He goes, "Please, sir, may I have some more?"
More? More, boy?
And then he goes and lives with someone else. But then he and this other boy who lives in that house get into an argument. So Oliver runs away and he meets this boy called Dodger. And he goes into this gang of misfits. And then he gets caught when he didn't do anything. And he gets taken to the police station. And then but then someone else finds him and takes him to their house. And then, yeah, and then he gets picked up by the gang of misfits again. And then he goes and lives with someone else because someone shot him. And then, yeah, I won't spoil the end for you, but, yeah.
Yeah, won't spoil the end of a book that was written by Charles Dickens in 18-something and something. When was it first written? 18... I wasn't saying this book because it's an adaptation, I guess. Short version. Anyway, I think people know the story of Oliver Twist. In fact, I just checked to see if the ending was still the same because it's quite a gritty ending.
Gritty?
Yeah.
What's the ending in...
No, it doesn't... Like, I've just checked, the ending's the same.
Is it?
Yeah.
What does gritty mean?
Like, bit dark.
That's the ending's not dark.
No? Well, when Nancy gets shot and Bill Sykes dies.
What?
When Nancy gets shot. And Bill Sykes... Alex, I'm not concerned about spoilers of a book that came out that many years
ago. Well, Oliver gets adopted, so that's a happy ending.
Well, yeah, it's a happy ending for Oliver.
But not sad for Nancy. Sad ending for Nancy.
Jesus. He's not involved in this book. Okay, so what?
And neither is God, because he was involved in the other book.
That's true. So, what would you give Oliver Twist out of 42?
Out of 10.
Yeah.
8.
8. 8 out of 10 for Charles Dickens. So, just to recap, Judy Blume is better than Charles Dickens. Just want to let that be known for the podcast. Right, what's the next book?
The next book is Gulliver's Travels.
Oh my God. I'm even starting to rhyme now.
By Jonathan Swift.
Yes. Gulliver's Travels. So what are you reading these for? Because these are abridged Ladybird classics. So
100 book challenge.
Right.
And not 100 book challenge.
Right.
Not like last time.
So I know pretty much. Have you finished it?
Yeah, I finished it.
So I know pretty much what Gulliver's Travels is about because it's been adapted a load of times. Yeah. He goes somewhere he's really big, he goes somewhere he's really small. Gulliver's Travels. That's about the size of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What?
He said the size of it.
I know. I'm full of them. Applause. Well, not you, I'm talking about the audience. I don't want your applause applauding. What did you think of it?
I thought it was really good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I think there are other books in a series. I'm not sure.
I don't think there was a series.
I think there was. Anyway, yeah. So man goes exploring, sometimes big, sometimes small, Gulliver's Travels.
Who's Mango?
What?
He said man goes travelling. One time he's big, one time he's small.
Man goes travelling. Man goes travelling. I mean, if there was a mango on the boat, technically it would be.
But why aren't you letting me talk about it? Because it's my podcast.
Go on in.
So, basically, there's this man called Lemuel Gulliver.
Yeah.
And he travels a lot. And in one place, he's really, really big to all these tiny little people. And then in one place, and then he goes home, and then he comes back to another place, and he's really, really tiny.
So
he's really big giants.
So what we've done. Home. So what we've done is, I did the Ladybird Classics abridged version, and you did Jonathan Swift's version of the telling the story. Because mine was really quick to the point, and yours went around the houses mirandering. Brilliant. Score?
I didn't miranda around houses.
Score?
Out of what?
10.
9.9.
What? You liked that a lot more than Oliver, did you? Oliver Twist.
What did I rate Oliver? 7?
8.
8. Yeah, I liked it more than Oliver.
Okay, interesting. Have you ever seen Oliver the musical?
Hello, I'm Oliver Twist. No. But I've seen a pantomime of it.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Twice, I think.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Next up.
It's a great pantomime joke.
Is another book.
Which you could have then responded to with, oh, no, it isn't. So you missed out. You've got to improve your comedy. I can't be carrying all the weight for the comedy on this podcast. Like, it's not fair. Pull your weight. What's next?
Okay, so the next book has the person's name in it.
Yeah.
And it's called Bronte Tempestra and the Lightning Steeds.
Oh, thank God. Do you know what? I thought you said, and you'll know why.
Yeah.
I thought you said Bronte Tempestra and the Lightning Seeds. And I was like, I don't care for this book because the Lightning Seeds were a band in the... No, there's a band called the Lightning Seeds.
Oh, there's the name.
Yeah.
Band.
There's a band.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Am I speaking like Russian to you or something? There's a band called the Lightning Seeds.
You said name.
Oh my God. Right, you, like next episode, you're not listening to yourself because this is ridiculous. Right, Bex Hogan wrote the book. Bex Hogan appears to have signed the book. Why is that?
Because Natasha spent a day with her.
Oh. So, what do you want to say about Bronte Tempestra?
So, there's a girl in the book who's the main character called Bronte Tempestra. And she's a princess, but she has lots of brothers in front of her, so she's really never going to reach the throne. So she's got about 7 brothers in front of her. And she goes to night school, and she's the only girl there.
When did she go to night school?
Huh?
When did she go there?
At the beginning of the book.
No, I mean during the day, or...
During the day.
Okay, it's not a night school. Right, this is not good podcast content.
Okay. She goes to night school.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts learning about lots of things. And then she finds out that someone's making up a cunning plan in the woods. And she has to try and stop them before... Everything goes kaboom, 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 ka-ta, ka-cha, ka-cha, ka, 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 ka.
Is that person's name Baldrick?
Who?
Baldrick.
Who's Baldrick?
The person that's making a cunning plan.
No.
Okay.
Why?
Just asking a question.
Why?
Because just wondered if that was the name of the character. So, what do you think of this book?
I thought it was very, 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 very good.
Sounds like it could be in your wheelhouse, this book.
Huh?
Because...
What wheelhouse?
Of, like, you know, strong females, righting wrongs, being adventurous.
What is the wheelhouse?
Well, don't worry what the wheelhouse is. Right, score? Out of 17.
10.
Out of 17?
Not out of 10.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that doesn't sound like what I expected. Oh. So, has the next story come out yet?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has.
Okay, because it does advertise on the back of this book that Bronte Tempestra will be back with the Ice Warriors. Do, 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 do. Right, anything else?
That's it, really.
God, you know what? This is the first book.
Yes.
I've seen.
Yes.
Published in 2024.
Have we got...
No, right, Alice. Right. I'm telling you, this is the first book I've seen
Yeah.
Published in 2024. Mm. I don't need you to find another one. I'm just telling you, this is my first one.
Right.
That was literally it. What's next?
The next book
is a book that hasn't got the name of the main character in the title.
Woohoo!
I'm assuming, because you said there was only five. So what have we got?
Arcspire.
What?
Arcspire.
You got to say in the microphone.
Arcspire.
Right.
By Jamie Littler.
Okay. And what's this about?
It's about this town. Well, this city called Arcspire. No, it's not. So basically, there's this girl called Juniper Bell. And she lives in the Watchers segment of the city. Of Arcspire, and she lives in the dregs, and her sister is a part of the place that might take over, like the Watcher's place when the Watcher steps down, and when Juniper claims to become a sixth Arcspire, I forgot what it was called.
So I just fill some time while I exercise to flick through a book. I just got information. It's got some nice drawings in the book. I was looking at the book before I just sold it out of my hands.
I forgot what the name was.
Of?
The people who are head of the city.
Arcanist?
Yes.
It's literally on the page that you got open.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, yeah, so... yeah, and when she claims to be a sixth Arcanist, then she has to prove herself that she will be. Yes, she is.
Okay, so what do you give Arcspire?
Probably a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
So I didn't really enjoy this book that much.
You didn't?
No.
Why is that?
I think it was because we was reading it aloud at bedtime. And it was like, we was only reading like one chapter / two chapters a night. And it was just taking ages to get through it. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit like...
I mean, would you read another one? Like, if he was to do a sequel...
Oh, yeah, I would, because I need to know what happens next.
Oh, so you enjoyed it enough that you want to find out more?
Yeah, because she has to do five challenges, and this was just the first one.
Right.
So I need to find out how she does.
Got you. Okay. Right, okay, what we got next?
So, that is all the books that I read for this month. Oh, yeah, and I forgot to mention that Oliver Twist was my first Charles Dickens book.
Yeah.
Fully read. So I only read...
Six.
Six books.
And it says right at the top, six books.
Yeah, no, but yeah. I was going to make sure I didn't include that one there.
Okay.
So, as we know, we do have the 100 book challenge. Well, I thought you was actually going to say it then, but you didn't.
What?
100 book challenge.
What?
Well, it's just a 100 book challenge, and
challenge.
I shouldn't have had.
No.
And guess how many books I've read during a 100 book challenge?
What, to date?
Yes.
So if I add these six on,
they're not all part of the 100 book challenge.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take a step then. 40.
Have you read the book?
What book?
That book.
The book that's open right in front of me that says 40 books out of 100. Yes.
No, you shouldn't.
What? It's basically...
He just spoiled it for you.
It's a script.
Well, that was meant to be my line. Well, anyways, well, you can cut that out bit out during the editing.
I'm not cutting it out during the editing. This is gold content.
40 books out of 100.
Wow.
Everything's awesome.
That's amazing. Right. So that's it for books this month. No, you can't. You can't decide that's when you're going to take a drink and stick your finger to shush me while you're taking a drink of water. This is a podcast. It doesn't work like that. That's not how this works.
What is podcast love? So,
okay,
it's not just the info books, but we are going to take a break and we are going to talk about films.
Well, not just films, but look at things. Because there's also TV. Well, Alice, again, this is a podcast. No one knows what you're doing. Because, I mean, let's be honest, if I'm listening to what you're doing, even though I'm seeing the actions of what you're doing, that does not sound like film.
I'm telling.
No, right, you're doing a Jack in the Box. Right, film and TV.
Jack in the Box.
Where, what are you starting with?
Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Yes.
By Rick Riordan. Got it right.
No, you've not read any of the
no,
books, have you?
No, I haven't.
No.
And so basically, there's this boy called Percy Jackson. And he goes on holiday for the weekend with his mum. And she basically gets killed by a Minotaur. And he goes to demigod camp. And then he's going to go and save his mum and also save the world. And so he goes on an adventure to the underworld with his two besties.
I mean, I sometimes think, like, we don't do very much of a weekend. Like, there's some weekends like, oh, I wish we did something more. But
there's so much more to explore.
But then there's weekends like that where your mum dies and you have to go to Greek hell to try and save her with your besties. So, swings and roundabouts, I guess. What did you think?
I thought it was quite good.
Because I was reading about it and, like, my understanding was that the people that have, like, special powers, like Percy Jackson, are neurodiverse.
Are they? Well, that's very interesting.
In the books, that's apparently what happened in the books. Maybe not so much the show. Maybe they haven't got to that bit in the show. I don't know. But what did you? But you enjoyed the show?
Yes, I did enjoy the show.
And what are you going to score it?
Out of what?
12.
Out of 10, it's going to be a 9.
A 9 out of 10. Okay. Yes. And that is streaming on Disney Plus. Yeah.
Cheeks pat, like cheeks run down, touch ground, touch wood.
What's next?
Dear
God, it's me, Margaret.
No, it's not that. It's, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. I'm the problem.
How would Margaret sound if, and they sometimes do this with films, where they'll take the story of the film,
yes,
but they'll move it because they want it to be changed. They want to change the situation it's in. So, for example, there's a book that I used to love called High Fidelity. When they made a film version of that, they moved it from London to Chicago in America. More on that later, I'm sure. So there'll sometimes move things. So what would happen if they did a new film version of Dear God, Are You There? It's Me, Margaret. And what if they set
it
instead?
It's not called that.
I know, I'm joking. I just think it's funny that our mummy's written it twice. So what if they moved it to Scotland? How would that sound? I'd like to hear how that would sound if Margaret was Scottish in this adaptation.
I know, but what if she moved from the city to Scotland?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. But she's always been Scottish. So she's got the accent and everything. How would that sound?
Hello, I'm Scottish.
I don't think... It doesn't have the same jujuvi. So, do you want to try again? Like, just,
I'll do it a bit later, I promise.
I'd like the listeners to hear it, to say, look, you never know who's listening. There could be a casting director who's doing a Scottish adaptation of Dear God... I'm Margaret. Do you want to? You know what? That's what the Scottish version's called. Dear God, I'm Margaret. That's what the Scottish version is called. So this is your audition. How would Margaret sound in this version? No, you got to do it to the microphone. No, you got to do it so we can all hear it. Can't do it. Not a shame. Oh, that's a treat for me later on, I'm sure. So, what are you going to score? Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
Oh, you got it right this time.
I got it right every time. Mummy's the one that's got it wrong twice.
You just love to point out how Mummy's got it wrong twice. Not once, not thrice, but twice.
That's right. So, what score are you giving it?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Fist bump.
And that film is on... What?
Spud.
Well, no, I did a spud. You didn't. I don't know what you're doing.
No, it's cabbage.
No.
Cabbage.
No. Right. So, that's available on Amazon Prime.
Yes, it is.
And then you've got...
Right.
Who is Jesse Parks? Who's Jesse Parks?
It's Jurassic Park. Mm. 1, 2, 3... Lights, camera, action.
Well, so technically, it's Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park, The Lost World. Sorry. No, even I've got that wrong now. So it's Jurassic Park, The Lost World, Jurassic Park, and Jurassic Park 3. Or, as it was called in Norway, Jurassic Park 3. Because that's how the adverts, the non-stop adverts I saw that summer for that film went. They were constantly advertising it on TV the whole summer I was in Norway. Because it was coming out of the cinema and they wanted people to go and watch it. So, you've seen Jurassic Park before.
Yes.
But you were younger and you wanted to see it again.
Yes.
So, we're re-watching the series. So, we've now finished the original trilogy of films.
Mm-hmm.
We finished Jurassic Park films. What do you want to say about them?
We haven't finished Jurassic Park films.
We have.
No, there's 4 or 5.
No. Jurassic Park.
But then there's Lost World.
No.
Jurassic Park, Lost World.
No, we've watched Jurassic Park, we've watched The Lost World, Jurassic Park, we've watched Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah, what about 4, 5, 6?
They're called Jurassic World. Jurassic World. There's a dinosaur in my kitchen. And Jurassic World Dominion. They're called Jurassic World.
But they're still part of Jurassic Park.
They're part of the franchise, but it's a separate series of films.
Okay. So, the first one, the best one.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Okay.
Second one. Now, that was an interesting film. 7 out of 10. Third one. 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10?
Yeah.
I mean, it was better than The Lost World. And so... Strangely, I mean, I don't think anyone cares what I've got to say on this podcast, but if you do, I consider myself to be a big film fan. I'd never seen The Lost World, and I'd never seen Jurassic Park 3 because I just didn't want to see them. And I mean, Jurassic Park is a classic. It absolutely is. I thought The Lost World was worse than I was expecting it to be, and I thought Jurassic Park 3 was better than I was expecting it to be. So, and also, of course, Lost World was
the worst out of the three of them, right?
Oh, yeah. But there is the best bit of all the Jurassic Park movies is...
Raptors in the kitchen.
Nope.
Oh, I know what it is. It is when the T-Rex has the sign crawling down behind him.
Nope. It's in Jurassic Park 3 where the raptor turns around and goes, Alan.
No, it's not.
It's the best bit. No, it's the best bit of the Jurassic Park films. It's the talking raptor on the aeroplane.
But how did you know that before you watched it? Because you've never watched it before.
Because I've seen the clip. And also, I know a lot about films that I have never seen. Far too much information. Alice, remember what I am, right? That's kind of my shtick. So, yeah, they're all good films. We had those on Blu-ray.
Yes,
watched them all on a Blu-ray.
Yes, on the new PS5 as well.
Yes, we did as well. Right, so what's next?
Right, so now we've got Upper Elementary. Dun. Dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun. Dun.
I mean, when you break it down, like when I'm watching Upper Elementary, I'm like, oh yeah, I like this theme tune. Unfortunately, when you've just done it a cappella, I'm like, it's a bit rubbish really, isn't it? It's really not very good. So thanks for ruining that for me. So you and Mummy have gone back and watched
all of them.
Yep.
Yep. So that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked going back and watching them again.
Yep.
Oh, it's just a little poor guy.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, there she's coming. There she goes. Hello. Yes.
Right, just keep talking to the microphone.
So, definitely, if you haven't watched it already, watch Abbott Elementary. And, because I would rate it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's a good show. Depending on where you are in the world, Disney Plus is probably your best bet of seeing it. Or in America, it's on ABC as well. And then, Chicago. It's a hell of a town, Chicago.
You spoiled it. I was meant to say it. Right, so the next film is Chicago.
A film I've still never seen because you decided to watch it without me, whatever.
I really loved it. So I went to a school in Brentwood to watch, because they were doing a stage show of it. So I went to go and watch it. Amazing. So I watched the film. And I love that too. And I would definitely watch it again. And I'll definitely recommend it if you haven't seen it. But for like 9s or 8s or over. Most probably 9 or 10s and over.
I think it's 12. I think it's 12. So the cat is attacking the microphone right now. No, it's not yours. It's ours.
Come on, Bubba.
I've never watched Chicago. I've always fancied it, but I've just never got around to watching it. And I do like musicals, so I should do it at some point.
Well, you're going to watch Wicked, Ian.
We'll see about that.
Oh, Bubba, it's okay.
Right.
It's okay.
Okay, so next up we've got...
Well, you haven't rated Chicago yet.
I can't rate it.
Oh, not me. Did I rate it? Oh, yeah, I rated it 10 out of 10. Right, so next up, that is the end of films. Finn. Now then.
Finn.
Okay. Well, that's what it says at the end of films. Finn. Finn.
Sometimes.
Finn. Finn. The end. The end. The end. The end. Now the next category is, drum roll please.
Yep.
Pokemon! Gotta catch them all! Gotta catch them all! Stop nibbling on the plant!
Yep.
So, I went to my first ever official Pokemon event.
Did you? When? Where?
At Lakeside.
That wasn't official.
Huh? Okay, I went to my first Pokemon event.
That's not true either. You've been to ones at... Nerd base before.
I know, but like, that's why I said official, because I haven't really done anything at those.
Well, it's not official. Keep talking.
Yeah, okay. So, it was very good, and Daddy went too, and Daddy really enjoyed it, didn't you, Daddy?
Sure.
And, I would definitely go to one again, especially how I went with my friends. So, yes. I'll definitely go again, just not staying at Lakeside for 5 hours.
Oh, you love staying at Lakeside for 5 hours. Stop lying to yourself.
So, yeah. How would you rate it, Daddy?
Well, I mean, I wasn't there to do anything.
Well, you was there.
Yeah, but I wasn't there to do anything. So, it was fine. I'm just glad you had a good time. That's all I was bothered about.
Okay, then. Right, so that is the end for the Pokemon category.
Wow, what a great segment.
I put the Pokemon back in its ball.
Sure.
Now, We have the coming up section for next month, which is March. March. March.
Well, March is coming up quick.
I know, right? Right, so World Book Day is on the 7th of March. Woohoo!
And you're not going to be there.
Shh. And...
It's true, though.
Oh, no. And then, And I have some World Book Day books with me at the moment.
How?
Because when I went to Chicken and Frog on Saturday, they had them. So, we have...
Oh, my God. She's got two hands, and you're, honestly, you thought she'd have... She had one hand with three fingers on it, the way she's handling those books.
So, we have Charlie McGrew and a Horse That He Drew by Rob Biddulph. Charlie McGrew doesn't have a pet, so he decides to draw one. Unfortunately, the horse that he draws does not look happy. This fun and colourful story is about the importance of being yourself. And you are going to help illustrate it. So... It's a drawing book, as you can hear, so you can draw little bits in it too. And I would recommend it for, like, younger children.
Yep.
Now, the next one is Loki, Tales of a Bad God by Louis Stoll / Loki, God of Asgard.
Are you there, bad god? It's me, Loki.
Behold... A collection of thrilling tales starring me, Loki, the most handsome and clever of all gods in Asgard and in my school. It has terrifying epic tasks, a Norse tale of Thor almost marrying a giant, me as a robot, sort of. So, I'm excited to read this, especially how I've read Loki before, as it is a book series. And if you like this, I'll recommend giving the series a go. The next one is Dreadwood, Creepy Creations, This School is a Scream by Jennifer Killick.
Welcome... Ironic name.
Huh?
It's an ironic name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Dreadwood High. It's a scream. Angelo and his friends are used to battling all sorts of terrifying creatures, but now things are about to get super freaky. Can Club Loser make it through the spooky... I thought he was laughing then. The creepy, spooky school basement defeats some seriously creepy creatures. Notice you're your favourite teacher and make it out alive? Read and see if you dare.
Bum, bum, bum.
An epic, funny, pulse-racing sci-fi adventure. So I would recommend this for people over the age of 9, so for a bit older readers. And now the final one is Onyeka and the Secret Superhero by Tola Okoguru, I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Sorry if I pronounce it wrong, but I'm trying my hardest. So I really like the Onyeka series, so there's another one out, I need to read that. So meet a brand new superhero. Ooh. 12-year-old Onyeka is enrolled at the Academy of the Sun, a school for superheroes called Solari. When she's sent on a mission with her friends to investigate a mystery in a remote village, they aren't expecting to find a top-secret Solari with extraordinary powers. Is this new Solari friend or foe? There's only one way to find out. And if you like this, I would recommend it for older readers. But if you really enjoyed this, you should definitely give the series a go. That's why I really enjoyed this too.
Cool.
So, you bashed the table that time.
I don't know. How many World Book Day books are there this year, do you know?
But those are the books I have given out, but there are definitely more out there.
Yeah, no, I know, there's always quite a few different types, I just wondered.
Okay, so, now, that is the end for what's coming up in March. So... The books that I'm reading now is Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson, And it's a Ladybird Classics as well, and I'm reading that for the 100-bit challenge. And I'm also reading The Girl Who Sold an Elephant. And this is also for the 100-bit challenge. And then I am also reading My Midnight and the Moon Mystery by Laura Ellen Anderson. This is her new series, and I'm really excited to get through them all. So, yes, that is all I have for today.
Oh no.
Oh,
hurry up, March. We want another podcast.
Yes, that's what I want to hear because you all love my podcast. So, I hope you enjoy your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And I shall see you very, very, very soon. And here's a phrase, so then it comes quicker. Don't count the days, make the days count. Bye!
What an inspiration.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.